Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Now, we were talking about it before we started recording, scams are never-ending and are becoming even more prevalent in our lives. You've got some tips.
You know, we are, and you were right, before we went on air today, you know, we were talking about scammers and how they often never seem to rest. And you know, we were both saying how we're kind of leery about opening different websites or apps or ordering from different places because we're just not wanting to get scammed. You know, whether it's by phone or sometimes they'll catch us by email or maybe it's that suspicious website like I just talked about, we as consumers face, it seems like, an onslaught of characters trying to aim and crash out on an easy buck and steal an identity that we have. But if we as consumers are able to keep up on those tactics, which it is hard, you know, that they try to use on us, it will help us all stay safe. You know, the Federal Trade Commission is a great website to visit. It has a lot of great information for consumers about fraud, and they highlight signs for things that might be used as a scam. But the scammers pretend to be from maybe an organization that we might know. Maybe it's your local Red Cross down the road. Maybe, you know, they'll pose as your local Lions Club, whatever that is. But some examples, you know, are maybe the Social Security Administration, the IRS, or Medicare. Or the caller may represent, you know, themselves as being from a utility company or a charity. I've also heard of them coming up to the door and trying to get stuff, you know, and having maybe a shirt that's not one of their shirts, but it looks like one of their shirts on. I think that many of us have experienced the scammers trying to change the phone numbers with the help of technology. You know, it can come up as a local call, but it's not a local call. The scammers indicate that maybe there's a problem or that needs your attention. You might be told that you owe money or someone in your family has had an emergency and needs your assistance immediately. And we can just all imagine that if we got a call that maybe a loved one or a good friend has been injured and needs help right away, you know, our first reaction is to go help them, which you should always find out a little bit more detail. You know, maybe on your computer you get an urgent message about a virus infecting your files. Another form of scam indicates that you've won a prize and you must act immediately to claim it. And if it's too good to be true, it probably is too good. And the scammers also sometimes pressure you to act immediately. They don't want you to have time to think. They want you to go and give them your attention now. There's an urgency to the claim the person is making, whether it's by phone or by the computer. Again, maybe that's tied back to, you know, someone getting injured that needs money right away. The scammers also indicate you owe money and say there is only one way to pay. You may be aware that you owe some money and have claims that seems at times legitimate, but the caller indicates you must pay right away and that there's only one way to pay, such as, you know, a cryptocurrency or writing money to a company with a specified app. Always be cautious of that. Recent scams have tried to lure consumers into paying with gift cards as well. We urge you to resist making decisions quickly. You know, investigate those claims being made against you, whether it's by phone, email, or, you know, something on the computer. Maybe get the phone number, email address of whoever maybe to contact when you maybe gather all that information. You can do some research of your own. You can avoid these scams by not even opening yourself up to those potential communication channels. For example, you can block your phone number, which I know a lot of people do, or you can filter unwanted text messages. And don't give out your personal or financial information in response to a request that you didn't expect. So if you weren't expecting to have to give that out to someone, don't give that out. If you're on the phone, you know, hang up and check out their story. Like I said, do your own investigative work. Say, you know, let me get your name and phone number, and I will call you back if I need to. Let me do some work on my end, you know, before I give you my credit card information or a gift card. Also, if you're on email, there's no hurry, right? You know, you can check out the story online and verify that it's true or not. Ask a family member or a friend if you're still unsure. Have them come look at different things and make sure that, you know, this is a legitimate request. I think we have to, you know, watch our footprints and what we're doing across the web and to protect our personal information by protecting our devices, which always make sure we need to update software regularly and we have the new patches and security protections on at all times. But if you think you've been scammed, it happens to a lot of people, and you need to make sure to report to the Federal Trade Commission. You know, they have a website you can go to. You can contact your local police department or you know, a friend or neighbor who might help you do that to file a fraud or a theft report. You can also reach out to the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. They have an 800 number on their website that you can call. You can also consider contacting the Kansas Attorney General's Public Protection Division. I've heard them speak at different conferences, and they said, while we may not be able to catch them, it gives us a whole list of things that they're doing out there and gives us some better numbers to report on for how many people this is impacting, unfortunately. You can also report unemployment fraud directly to the Kansas Department of Labor. So there's lots of different, of course, places to reach out to, but if you need other financial information or advice, always feel free to contact the Frontier Extension District at 785-828-4438.
Yeah, a lot of different ways and a lot of different ways to get help, and don't be afraid to ask for help. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith's Union Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.